Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
皆さん、待ちに待ったお茶のお話を今日はいっぱいしましょう。
楽しみにしてます。Also, I like your pun, Chie.
Wait, I just did a pun? え、どこ?
You said いっぱい、いっぱいだね。So let's talk full of tea, like a story full of tea, right? Or podcast full of tea. But いっぱい can also be one cup, だね?
Oh man, my brain is just punning without me even realizing.
You have become the pun, Chie.
Oh no. タイが映った。
タイが映ってるね。感動します。
The topic that we are talking about today is お茶 tea, which is one of Tai's favorite things in this whole universe. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, maybe it's not. That and blue things, right?
Oh, so お茶と青いもの。え、青いお茶とかある? The actual blue, not green blue.Wait,
not green,
blue
not
green. Green. Yeah. We should talk about that too.
I don't know. わかんない。
え、皆さん、青いお茶見たことありますか?私ない。
ないと思う、僕も。
Maybe that's your calling in life is to find the blue tea.
Grow some blue tea. ちょっと難しそうだけど。やってみようか。
なんか、青いお茶 in 日本語はあると思うよ。Because...Green and blue is sometimes interchangeable depending on what you're talking about in Japanese. So people probably know this, but the 青信号, which is green light at a light signal,
traffic light,
is called 青, but it's kind of green.
Green, yeah, but it's 緑.
But it's 緑. So you could probably find ocha companies calling their ochas 青い.
Probably.There's also, aoi also can mean like young, right?
Yes.
Like if you think of like the prefecture, Aomori, it doesn't mean blue forest, it means young forest, right?
But does it though?
Maybe there's a conspiracy there.
Wait, is that where you're supposed to live then? You should move to Aomori.
Oh yeah, I should move to Aomori and find some, and grow some aoi ocha.
Wait, no, okay, wait. I don't actually know if we gave context to blue, but...Everything Tai owns is just blue. It just is. It ends up being blue.
Yeah. I have, I look down right now and I have, my sweatshirt is blue. And my blanket is blue. I'm like, I guess my pants are blue too. My pants are blue too.
Oh man.
Everything's blue. What am I doing?
I don't know. It's okay though.
Blue's fine.
Blue's fine. で、今日のタイさんに質問なんですけれども、一番最近飲んだお茶は何でしたか
?3秒前
?3秒前飲んだやつ。
3秒前だった。煎茶。
あ、煎茶?
About 3 seconds ago. Yeah, 煎茶。煎茶 is like, I don't know why they call it this, but the kanji is like burned or like cooked and then tea. So I guess they like cook it a little bit. But it's a green tea, だね?
There's some toasty poison in your 煎茶?
Yeah, there's some toasty tea leaves in here or something. I don't know. I guess maybe that's because they dry them. But it's the same kanji for iru. So, I don't know. I've never really looked it up, to be honest.
Gotta be a master in tea, Tai. You have to know all these vocabulary.
I just drink it. I just drink it a lot, that's all. But I do look it up sometimes, though.でも、チエは一番最近飲んだのは?
私は一番最近飲んだやつ、なんだろうね。いや、多分緑茶かな?
緑茶?
なんか、ボークで売ってる多いお茶のパックのやつ、緑茶。
わかる。Well, those are easy to get your hands on in America, right?
Yeah, exactly.
ボーク、緑茶、グリーンティー。
お得パックとかじゃない?日本だったら。お得 something or... What is a bulk pack?ファミリーサイズとかだって書かなくない?お得じゃない?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the old... Yeah, that's true. I remember when I was living in the share house, I bought an otoku pack of like tea bags, and there was like maybe 40 of them, and that was That's big for Japan. Yeah. It's big for Japan.
I feel like they come with, I don't know, 10パック とか.
Yeah, usually. I just got some tea from Karudi, which is a really cool store in Japan. It's like a labyrinth inside. And there was 20 tea bags in it, of like decaf fruity teas. しかも安かったよ。400円ちょっと。
なんか面白そう。
It was like fruity, like peach passion fruit, lemon lime.
え、日本のお茶？それとも日本じゃないお茶？
じゃないと思う。You don't really see that too much in teas from Japan, right? They're not usually fruity.
日本のだったら日本製って書いてある。Made in Japan or, you know, grown in Japan. And then wherever else, if it's from America or whatever, it would say America 製とか。I guess it would probably maybe even say made in US. Just, you know, don't even in translate.
English? Yeah. I think this one is a foreign tea, that the one I just bought from Karudi.
ちょっと、review いきますよ。How do you count お茶パック from 1 to 10?
Oh no.
Oh no.
一袋 maybe? 一バッグいや、わかんない。How do you do that?
え、一袋いいんじゃない一袋、二袋、三袋 Or 一パック、二パック But パック makes it sound like a bigger package. So, I don't know. Could probably be either. If you're holding like a お茶パック you could probably say
a tea bag? 一パック You can also say tea bag だね Right? Tea bag
But you wouldn't count 人バッグ I don't think 一袋かな
Okay, 袋 So just the Japanese word for bag.
Can you count all the way to 10?
一袋、二袋、三袋だっけ三袋、四袋、五袋、六袋、七袋かな七袋It's either probably 八袋、八袋、九袋、十袋。I guess it's just kind of like the normals, except the first two are weird. Or one, just the first one is weird, right?
二番は二番は二袋じゃない。
あ、そうだな。二袋。Okay, so the first two are weird and the rest are just like counting like kind of normal?
Yeah, 一袋、二袋 is the weird ones.
And those are the ones you use the most, isn't that great?
Isn't it though? like 一人、二人、one person, two person. 今、タイの家にあるお茶は何がある?
Oh, everything. 全部だよ。
Let's go through all of the お范子.
Let's go through them all? Okay. 今飲んでる煎茶だね。煎茶。And that's a type of 緑茶, so green tea. It's a type of green tea. And then I have 普通の玄米茶. So 玄米茶 is roasted rice tea.
美味しいよね。私玄米茶好き。
美味しい。しかも安いね。
なんか甘い感じがしない?玄米茶。少しだけ。It's not sweetened or anything, but it's just ever so slightly sweet tasting.
I think it's the starch in the rice. When you drink it, it's like you start to...digest it a bit, so it turns into sugar, which is really cool. I don't know how to say that in Japanese at all. Starch? なんだっけ?
Starchy.
Starchy.
違う違う。いや、まあ、本当だけどさ。炭水化物?
carbs だね。
炭水化物 is just carbs in general. What's starch?
でんぷんだね。
お、でんぷんだ。
Oh, and then the third one is starchy.
Got him.
Got him. でもでんぷんが、口の中に砂糖になったりするみたいな。
口の中で
砂糖になったりする。What if I said that
right? なり始める?
なり始める?Okay. Yeah, because it's stuff like that, I feel like is the last, like,goal in my Japanese is just to be able to like talk some science-y stuff or whatever, you know?
Instead of saying 口の中で何かが起こる yeah. just something is happening.
So. right? Something happens. But, はい。玄米茶. I love 玄米茶.
美味しいね。
And I also have 抹茶入り玄米茶.
Fancy.
Fancy だよ。Fancy だよ。So it's basically the same thing. 緑色。黄緑色?Like light green? Is it 黄緑? I think.
玄米茶は普通は何色?
玄米茶は茶葉が緑色だけど、
入れると?
入れると茶色みたい。
茶色っぽくなるよね。うん、
茶色。In English, 茶色 is brown. But in Japanese, we just said, what color is tea? Oh, it's tea colored.
Yes, we did. え、なんかさ、そういうことを考えないとする、普通に言うじゃん。でも、it's really interesting that you catch those things because I'm like, of course it's tea color.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not saying tea color, I'm saying brown in my brain.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love it. But I guess that's why, right? Ryokucha, like sencha, is like a green color when you ireru it, when you like steep it, pour it in, make a cup of tea, ireru. But genmaicha is chairo, which is brown.
And then matcha iri ga midori.
Matcha iri one is like kind of both. Mm-hmm. Like if you let it sit, then the matcha kind of sits at the bottom. So you kind of have to stir a little bit or like swish it around sometimes. And then it's just kind of like both. It's got the green from the matcha because the matcha is like just powdered green tea, basically. Like young green tea leaves, they dry them and powder them. And then you have the brown from the genmaicha. So it's kind of both. Mecha oishii yo. Hontou ni suki. And then, I also have hojicha. Wakaru yo ne?
Hojicha to wa nanja?
Hojicha to wa ne, hojiteru cha.
Hojiteru cha. Okay, wait. Rewind a little bit. Hojiru is, do you know what hojiru means?
It's like to... It's something to do with baking or burning, like roasting something. Hojiru.
Oh, hojiru. Right. I'm saying hojiru.
Oh, hojiru. Oh, hojiru is to like scoop out.
So,
right?
so. Yeah, like or like kind of carve out something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds gross then.
Yeah. Hojiru, my brain immediately goes to like cleaning out your ear.
Yeah, same. I was going to say like the first thing when I think of hojiru is like you just hojiru your ears. So it's gross.
Yes.
All right, I need to be careful to make sure I say hojiru, hojiru, not hojiru. Okay. To roast, i.e. tea leaves. Teiyu no wa hojiru datte. And then, hoka no wa koucha, koucha mo aru yo.
Koucha wa donna aji?
Koucha wa fukai aji ga suru. Sore shika wakannai kedo. Fukai.
What is...
koku no aru
aji. Koucha?
Koucha is, well, the kanji is crimson tea, but it's black tea.
I mean, the color is not black. I think it's more koucha color.
It's cool. Yeah, it is more like a red color, isn't it? It's chairo. Yeah. It's a more deep chairo. But I think they just like cook it extra and that's how it becomes black tea. Like all tea comes from the same stuff, basically. And then like the amount of processing done to it afterwards changes what it really becomes.
I think it's really interesting. Because in Japan, you know, the base is kind of the same. So they'll start with kind of the ryokucha type leaves, the tea leaves. They're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But for America, that's where the other experience in my life comes from. You go to the tea section and it's, you know, you mix your ginger or your licorice root or add some peach, blueberries, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's more fruity usually too.
Yeah. It's much more like flavors and things like that. Oh, there's another thing that America does.
Nani?
They put sugar.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Didn't someone ask you about that? You told someone that you drink a lot of tea and they're like, yeah, not unhealthy for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, okay, so there was this one person that I guess we were talking in Discord. We're playing video games or whatever. I drink tea all the time. And they were like, what? That's so unhealthy. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they were from America. So in their mind, Southern tea is like black tea and it's half water and then half sugar.
Yeah, I was going to say it's sugar with a little bit of tea leaves in it.
Exactly. That's what they were picturing. And I'm like, no, I don't drink that at all.
なんだっけ? In high school, maybe? Arizona tea めっちゃ流行ってた. 覚えてる?美味しかったよね、あれね.
おいしかった. That had like high fructose corn syrup or something.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good.
It was terrible for you. It was great, though. I liked it. I tried not to drink it too much. I had it like as a treat, but some people drank it like every day or like a few every day. I'm like,
やばいね、あれは.
That does not seem like a good idea. 美味しいけどね、わかる。
他にはどんなお茶ある？蒸し茶とか、深蒸しとか。
蒸し茶？
うん、麦茶とか。
うん、and there's like 深蒸し？
うん。
So, 蒸し茶 is like, what's 蒸し？蒸し is like to steam? Steamed tea?
そうそう、うん。It's either steamed or it's bugs.
It's steamed or it's bugs. 蒸しだね。
うん。
Yeah, I guess so.
漢字は違うよ。
そうだね。漢字は違うね。One's steam and one's bug. It's the same 漢字 is the meaning. But, そうだね。
Steamed tea.
Oh, I guess 煎茶 is steamed? 蒸し茶? What's the difference? I don't know.
煎茶?蒸し茶じゃなくて煎茶じゃない。で、if it's 煎茶, it'll say 深蒸し maybe. You know, like how coffee has light roast, medium roast kind of thing. I feel like it's kind of like that.
Okay.Because I was in the supermarket and there was like an explanation that I found. And like, they both say sencha, but one says fukamushi under it. And then the other one's just like sencha. And looking at the labels, like there were some labels on it. So, fukamushi sencha is shibumi ga sukunaku aji no koi ocha. Shibumi? Shibumi? Mm. Mm. So that's like bitterness, right? There's no bitterness. And then it's a really thick...flavored tea, thick, dense, it, koi, concentrated flavor, maybe?
Yeah, there we go. All of the above.
All of those things in one. So, I guess fukamushi, I don't think I've had fukamushi before. 飲んだことある?
多分あるけど覚えてない。I just like all teas, and I usually don't remember which one's which, so.
Yeah, I'll drink teas and I'll, like, at restaurants or whatever, and I probably have enjoyed it before, but as far as my ownTea making, I have not done fukamushi.
え、じゃあ煎茶は fukamushi した方が渋くないの?
かな?
え、面白い。
うん、面白いでしょ?
うん。
There's so many ways to process tea, it's so cool. It's all the same plant, but it's different.
So, 煎茶、普通蒸しでどなたに好まれるさっぱりとした味わいが特徴のお茶です。
So, like, it's just they steamed it. I guess sencha is steamed instead of cooked or baked or whatever. And then it's just a really sappari toshita ajiwai. So it's like a really refreshing flavor.
It makes it sound like sencha isn't nigai or bitter though. Maybe people would associate fukamushi as maybe it might be bitter, but they're like, no, it's not. You should try it anyway because it's not.
Maybe it's less bitter. Or I don't... Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they're just trying to say that it's...Thick and concentrated. That's the emphasis.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a sweeter or it's got less like... Because sencha can be a little bitter sometimes, especially if you brew it wrong. But if you like brew it for too long or at too high temperature because it like scalds the leaves. But yeah, maybe it's just like a smoother taste, fukamushi. And then normal sencha is just... It's got a little bit of some slight bitterness to it sometimes. This one...One second, I need to observe my tea.
Aerate, what is it called when you do the wine thing?
Aerating the wine. There's like a little bit of bitterness, but it's a pleasant bitterness. I feel like a professional.
You should become a professional tea taster.
That would be a life. I'd like that.
That'd be fun. Travel Japan just to go taste every single tea.
I would like to do that.Oh, speaking of traveling, if you go to Kyoto and such, are there any tourist tea traps that you have ever fallen into?
Tourist tea traps?
Or like tourist trap kind of things where things are like more expensive, right?
Ah, なるほど。
Have you ever fallen into one?
いや、私は半分 tourist, 半分違うので。ていうか、I don't know. I haven't splurged bought stuff at touristy places.Except Disneyland. I have learned my lesson. So, Disneyland 行った時にちょっと買いすぎて I learned my lesson when I was little, but...
わかる。Yeah. I've definitely, the first times I came to Japan, I was a tourist. So, I have definitely splurged on tea. But, I also didn't regret it. It's only slightly more expensive, so it's not really a big deal. But, if you go to a super...In Japan, instead of like the specific tea shops, you'll find stuff for a lot cheaper. Probably like half the price, I would say.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it's pretty significant. So like 100 grams of like sencha would be like 500 yen in a super or such, or even less sometimes, depending. And then like in a specific tea shop in like a touristy area might be 1000 or 1500円, depending, for probably about the same amount. So,
日本で買うお茶はさ、is it usually in お茶パック or is it not? Or is it kind of both?
Usually, I feel like usually it's loose leaf, though you can definitely find a lot of tea bags and stuff. But more often than not, I feel like the tea bag stuff is usually foreign tea. And then Japan's tea is usually loose leaf. Though obviously there's definitely, it goes both either way. But the tendency is loose leaf stuff from Japan.
ここで質問です。Loose leaf は日本語で?
I was hoping that you would tell me that before I asked. loose leaf は、ティーバッグ入ってないお茶とか、わかんない。言葉はわかんない。
Ah, it's just お茶, the kanji for お茶 and 葉っぱ。なんていう?
茶葉?
Yes, but also 三角。三角 is like, it's partially correct. It's between 丸 and ×.
okay. It's a triangle. Okay.
実は、everyone says it's 茶葉, but according to tea experts,It's 茶葉。
なん、なんて?
茶葉。
茶葉。
The other reading for ba or ha らしいです。I didn't actually know this until looking it up.
Okay, 茶葉. So that would be loose leaf tea. So tea not in a bag. Yeah. And then we have 茶葉.
No, they're the same word. Loose leaf equals 茶葉.
Okay.
Just the leaves.
Oh, so the 読み方?
Yes.
Is not 茶葉. It's 茶葉.
そうです。
え?
そうなんです。え?なんです。But most people in Japan will even call it 茶葉. But apparently it's one of those things where tea experts are driven crazy by when people call loose leaves 茶葉. Apparently it's 茶葉.
Oh, okay.
To you, how
well,
much it is.
I don't know. That's too bad for them because I look it up in G-Show and it says 茶葉.
I know.
So I'm still calling it 茶葉.
So if you try to be proper and say 茶葉, but then no one understands you, just say 茶葉.
Yeah, I feel like probably 茶葉. I don't think I've heard 茶葉 before.
私も聞いたことない。
But I guess, I guess 茶葉 mixes up the readings, like the kun and the onyomi reading, so that's probably why. But there's plenty of words that do that, I think. I can't
Is
tell
there?
You any. Because I don't, I'm pretty sure there are.
I'm sure there are.
But I never pay attention to which reading is which because it's not actually important. So, But yeah, when you drink tea, how do you talk about it in Japanese? Like, I know we say the word for like we said shibumi, which is like bitterness, or like nigai, right? That's also, it's bitter. So, 飲んだら、あ、苦いねとか言えるね。You can, oh, wow, this is bitter.
なんか苦いは口が横に。上苦みたいになるけど、渋い is similar, but 渋, like the boo sound, that's the shape of the mouth that you get when a tea is 渋, like みたいな、ちょっと渋い。
Okay. So 渋is bad, and 苦い, or if it's too much, I guess, both of them
I think
them
it just
be?
Depends on who you are and what kind of a tea drinker you are, because I don't really mind 渋 or 苦い tea.Usually.
Okay.
Unless it's like really shibui. Like it has been sitting there for a real long time. Then it's like, okay, ちょっと渋すぎて飲めない.
Okay. It's overbrewed. Asoyeba, how do you say overbrewed?
How do you say overbrewed?
入れすぎた? That sounds like you made too much instead of overbrewed it.
It 渋くなったとかじゃない?
Oh, okay. You say it got bitter instead of I overbrewed it. Okay.
Because it just got...It sat there. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know if you can say, I made it bitter.
Yeah.
ちょっと渋いの入れちゃったとか。ちょっと渋くなっちゃった。
That sounds right to me. 渋くなっちゃった。ごめん。I overbrewed it. Sorry.
But on the other side of 渋い, you could have too 薄い or light tea, which it didn't get the flavor into the oyu enough. So 薄い is light, very light flavored.Not yeah, brewed enough.
Thin flavored.
Yeah, thin. 水の味がするみたいな。お湯の味しかしない。
You just taste the hot water. お湯, hot water, and then 水 is cold water. だね。
そうですね。あとは、熱っとか、ぬる。
そうだね。熱いは、まあ、hot. And then ぬるい、ぬる is like lukewarm.
Yeah.
Not hot enough. but still kind of hot, technically.
You would rarely say 冷たい, which is cold. Like, my tea got cold, you would say ぬるくなった, instead of saying 冷たくなった.
Right, because 冷たい is specifically, oh man, I can't explain this in English. I'm like, yeah, because it's cold. It's like, wait, it's not the same thing.
冷えてる. It's like refrigerated coldness.
Yeah.
So if you do go to the konbini in the summer and stuff, or even at the 自動販売機, it'll say 冷たいお茶, or like 冷たい something.
Or 熱いお茶.
え、ホットじゃない? But yes, you are correct. But they would say hotto or attakai.
And the little things under it with the 冷たい, they also have the, I swear it's 熱い or something like that.
熱いだった。あったかいじゃないの?
あったかい。それ、それ、それ、それ。ごめん。あったかい。 Yeah, either something similar. Oh, they also do lots of tea in Japan for vending machines.
It's water and tea is the equivalent of each other, so.
Yeah.
And coffee. Water, coffee, and tea.
Yeah.
Every single vending machine.
Yeah, that's like the basis. And then sometimes they'll have others like juices or some sort of soups sometimes even, which is cool.
Yeah, おしることか入ってたりするとなんかちょっと面白いよね。
So, corn potage とか.
あ、美味しい。
Potage. 美味しいよね。
あとは、ベロやけどした。舌やけどした。 熱っ。
Yeah, so, yakedo is like burn. So, 舌 or ベロ, your tongue. Yeah, you burned your tongue. Ah, 最悪。
する?
自分が入れたお茶だとしないけど。 If I have it, I have like the suito. I have this like water thing, suito. Water bottle. Yeah, mug or something. So sometimes I'll brew the tea in that and I have to put like a bunch of ice cubes and I think it's okay. And then I'll open it at work and then I'll drink it. And then, tokidoki, shita, yakedo shitari suru kedo. Like if I have it actually brewed at my house, it's okay. Suru?
Yeah.
Jiwa suru?
Suru.
Suru?
Mecha suru. Neko jita nande. Shuchishimasu. Even if it has cooled off, I'll still burn my tongue. I don't understand.
Binkan da ne.
Ne. Binkan te kotoba ga dedekita. Binkan to wa.
Binkan is sensitive. So that could be like feelings, emotions, or like actual like sensitivity to heat. Kind of like nekojita, right? Nekojita, cat tongue. Sensitive to heat.
Binkan can also kind of give off a, I have a radar and I can realize or notice things.
Yeah.
Binkan
so like you pay attention to stuff well.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. そうだね.
え, 緑茶って普通は, なんか日本の中でどこから来るっけ?
うじだよ, うじ.
So I asked Ty, where does green tea leaves usually come from? Because there's a specific place in Japan that is famous for having really good green tea leaves.
Yeah, and Uji is the place. It's in Kyoto. It's like on the southern parts of Kyoto, I think, if I remember correctly.
だから京都に行くとティースプルージするのね?
そう、そうそうそう。 だから。 It's really interesting because they have Uji matcha flavored everything. So like matcha from Uji and it's just ice cream, shaved ice.
バームクーヘン。
バームクーヘン, literally everything is Uji matcha. So you'll see those two characters and then matcha or Uji. I guess they say matcha, right? Uji matcha flavored stuff. So, and oh, Chie.
Nani?
There was one last thing I wanted to talk about.
はい、何でしょう?
Moe.
Moe?
Moe だよ.
Moe とは?
So Moe, what I think of when I see Moe is like cuteness. Moe is like kind of anime cuteness, if that makes sense. So like if people know the show K-On, that's Moe. It's just like super cute. K-On
moe da ne. So da ne.
Moe da yo ne. I think that's where I learned the word because there was one scene where they're like, moe moe kyun. And I'm like, oh, wow, interesting. Because kyun is something super cute too. But so that's what I thought the word was. That was like the only use for the word. So I see moe on this bag of tea. I'm at the super. And I'm like, why is this tea cute?
What do you do?
What is happening? And 調べてみたら, it can also mean buds. So it's like young tea leaves.
え、絶対買った。絶対買ったでしょ。実はね、買わなかった。買わなかったの?萌えのお茶?買わなかった。Because
I bought some other ocha that also looked interesting.
Okay.
So I think next time I'll buy it because やめっちゃ面白そうやん。
You gotta.
飲みたくなる。うん。うん、so next time I'll buy the moe tea.
The moe tea. え、もう一回、moe は？
Moe is like buds. So like tea buds or like tea shoots kind of.
So do they like taste really different? Sprouts. Oh, I guess you don't know yet. We don't know.
まだわかんない
ね。Listen in on next episodes in the future.
We yeah.
Talk about moe
tea. I'll update it once I buy it.
Hopefully this episode wasn't too negai for people listening.
Yeah, hopefully not. I don't know. I would say normally this is where I say I learned a lot this episode, but I just kind of ranted about tea the whole time. So hopefully people enjoyed that.
Tai-san がティーチャーでした。いろいろ。
そうだな。
まだ見ました。
今日は僕が先生だった。
そう。
意外と。意外と。
If you have any questions about tea, be sure to come check out our Discord channel, Laid Back Japanese, and ask Tai-sensei here about all the tea questions.
There's actually a lot of people in the Discord who are really into, also, we didn't talk about it too much. I don't think at all, actually, but tea ceremony.
Ooh.
There's a thing called tea ceremony. So if you're curious, come into the Discord, and people actually in the community are studying it. So it's like, have them tell you about it. It's awesome.
That's a whole nother episode.
That is a whole nother episode. But yeah, maybe we'll do a whole episode on tea ceremony because it really is. People like spend their lives studying it. It's so cool. Maybe we'll see that in the future. If not, come into the community, say hi. And we'll leave you with
今日の質問です。一番好きなお茶は何ですか？一番面白そうで飲んでみたいお茶は？
では皆さん、京都に行ったらお茶を買いすぎないように頑張ろう。
できんけど。
できんけど。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
一番面白そうで飲んでみたいお茶はなんで？なんで？なんでって言った？
なんで？なんで？
なんで？
That is a thing.
関西弁が？
なんで？
なんで？なんで？